Hello and welcome to the second instalment of our REF security series, during which we'll be looking at the various different security documents you're likely to come across in the context of a real estate finance security package. This time, we'll be looking at how the debenture broadly fits in and features as part of the security ordinarily provided to a lender in this context. The debenture has lots of different important parts to it, but during this podcast, I will talk you through a whistle-stop tour of the various types of security created pursuant to a debenture, and will also highlight a couple of key areas to look out for when dealing with one. It's likely that a lender will insist upon a borrower granting a first-ranking debenture by way of security for the loan. Pursuant to such a debenture, the borrower will ordinarily grant security over all its property and assets that it owns now and in the future. But to dig a bit deeper, I'll briefly talk through the different types of security ordinarily created under the debenture. Firstly, the borrower will usually grant a legal mortgage over specific real estate assets that it owns, and the descriptions of that property will either be set out in the definitions or in a separate schedule. It's important to make sure that full, clear property descriptions are included and refer to land registry title numbers if relevant. As well as the legal mortgage over the specific real estate assets, the debenture will also usually include a fixed charge over various other present and future assets held by the borrower, including, but not limited to, other real estate assets owned by the borrower now or in the future, the benefit the borrower has in relation to any guarantees, rents, deposits, or other contracts relating to any of the assets it owns, the benefit the borrower has in relation to any licenses, consents, or other authorizations needed so that it can conduct its business, the benefit of any goodwill, any intellectual property owned by the borrower, the borrower's book debts, the borrower's investments, such as shares, stock, or other securities held, and cash in the borrower's bank accounts. Next, as well as the fixed charge that's created over each of these items, the debenture is also likely to include an assignment over the borrower's right to pursue a counterparty under certain contracts. The borrower is assigning what is called a shows in action, or the right to take the action. This will often include the borrower's rights under any insurance policy it holds and other specific agreements that it's a party to. These specific agreements will often be itemized in a schedule and may include agreements relating to the real estate assets, such as construction and planning contracts. Finally, in terms of the types of security granted under the debenture, most will also usually include a floating charge over all the undertaking property, assets, and rights of the borrower, which are not otherwise secured under the other charging provisions. Those assets which are charged pursuant to the floating charge can still be dealt with by the borrower in the ordinary course of business. So items such as stock in trade, for example, can still be bought and sold freely. However, if the borrower defaults under the underlying loan agreement, the floating charge will crystallize, which means that it will convert to a fixed charge and the borrower will then lose the ability to deal with that property from that point. There will also usually be wording in the debenture to ensure that the floating charge meets the necessary criteria to make sure that the charge is considered to be a qualifying floating charge. The lender may be a qualifying floating charge holder if its security extends to all or substantially all of the assets of the borrower. And, assuming the necessary criteria are satisfied, this means that the charge holder can appoint an administrator through the out-of-court process, so it does not need to make an application to the court to appoint an administrator if it needed to enforce its security. As well as the standard charging provisions creating the different types of security we've just talked about, there are also a number of other standard provisions that you'd expect to see in a debenture in connection with a real estate finance transaction. There's not time now to go through these in detail, but I thought it would be useful to briefly flag the following. Normally, you would expect there to be certain representations and warranties included in the debenture, which are effectively statements that the borrower confirms are true at the time the debenture is entered into, and usually also for as long as the security remains in place. There are various reps and warranties that you would expect to see as standard, including regarding the ownership of the property and confirmation that there have been no breaches of any covenants or laws affecting the property. The debenture will also generally contain a suite of covenants, pursuant to which the borrower will undertake to do or not to do certain things, such as not to grant any further security, at least without the lender's consent. This is often referred to as a negative pledge provision, and to keep up with its insurance payments while the security is in place. There are also likely to be further specific covenants included in relation to the security granted over the real estate assets, investments, intellectual property and book debts. But the main point to flag is that it's important to ensure that the borrower reviews all the representations and warranties and covenants in detail to ensure that these can be given and complied with whilst the security is in place. In terms of other points to consider, I thought it might be useful to also mention that depending on the nature of the business of the borrower, the lender will also want to know whether there is an OpCo in place, which is the operating business in occupation of the property. By way of an example, a typical PropCo-OpCo structure for a restaurant might be that the PropCo owns the superior title to the restaurant building and it grants a lease to the OpCo, which occupies the restaurant and runs the business. In that circumstance, the lender is also likely to want to take security in the form of a debenture from the OpCo, so that in an enforcement situation, it can collapse the structure and take control of the whole property and business in order to recover the amounts owed. And finally, in terms of perfection of the security, as with almost all security granted by an English company, the debenture must be registered at Companies House within 21 days of being entered into. If the security is not registered in this timeframe, the security will be void against a liquidator or administrator of the borrower, and the lender will simply rank as an unsecured creditor. So it's really important to ensure that the security is registered in good time. On the basis that the debenture creates security over specific real estate assets, it will also need to be registered at the Land Registry. Separate registration requirements may also apply to other assets over which security has been given, such as intellectual property, which will also need to be complied with. Finally, in relation to perfection of the security, where an assignment has been granted over a shows in action, such as over the borrower's right to take action under a construction contract, the lender will also want to make sure that security notices are served on the relevant counterparties to those contracts to make sure that the lender's security ranks in priority to other security interests granted subsequently. If the security notice is not served, the lender will only be able to enforce the shows in action against the counterparty by joining the borrower into the action rather than enforcing in its own name, which would be simpler and therefore preferable from the lender's perspective. I'm afraid that's all we've got time for our whistle-stop tour of a typical debenture, but please get in touch if you require assistance with any of the points raised.